Oakland Raiders are the champions of Super Bowl 15. Oakland 27, Philadelphia 10.
This was our finest hour. This was the finest hour in the history of the Oakland Raiders. You were magnificent out there today.
It's 1981, and California's East Bay is humming with excitement as the world champion Oakland Raiders return home. Meanwhile, a young Raider fan with a family history dating back nearly 50 years in Hayward is also generating buzz in the local sports community. His name is Jack Del Rio.
Jack and I played Little League together. That was the first time we met. As we grew, and he grew, he was one of the bigger kids in our class, but you started seeing how special of an athlete he was.
Whatever sport was in season, Jack was going to dominate.
It was kind of tough for him to have any highlights because his whole career was a highlight.
I still get people in here that said, yeah, I played against him. He was tough, rough and tough.
He just had that Raider image that the Raiders projected at that time, and that's just kind of where Jack fell into that slot.
The 10, the 5, touchdown Raiders!
As a kid, his dad took him to the Raider game, and so he grew up as a Raider.
A natural-born leader, the Hayward High honor student, led his varsity teammates as a sophomore in both basketball and football.
I made him a co-captain as a sophomore. He took to that real well. Right away, he was helping me coach.
It was the only time that ever happened in my career where I had a sophomore that was a captain for our team, but that was just because of his leadership. He had the respect of his teammates. He always seemed to do the right thing at the right time. He was almost like a second coach on the field.
He was 6'4", 240 at that time. I don't think he lifted a weight. I lived in the weight room all the time. He was always growing bigger than me.
The very first game of his senior year, there were like three successive hits in a row. Every time Jack went up and was like, no one runs on Hayward, and just kind of established that. And that year they actually set the school record with the fewest yards allowed rushing in a game.
It was at the Coliseum during a championship game where he would deliver a bone-crushing tackle that would epitomize his physicality.
We were playing a very good Miramani team, and he was pretty sick. He had the flu. We were not too sure a day or two before the game if he was even going to be able to play. And he came in unblocked and hit the Miramani quarterback and broke his collarbone. It was a good, clean hit, but it was just Jack being Jack and coming through in a clutch when you needed him.
After setting numerous records and building a legacy as a three-sport star in his hometown, the pride of Hayward earned a football scholarship to USC.
He was highly recruited and chose to go to USC, where he became an All-American.
He was at USC and I was at UCLA. He was that All-American linebacker that I looked up to.
During the spring, Del Rio still spent his time behind home plate as catcher for the Trojans baseball team.
He caught for Randy Johnson, and Mark McGuire was also on that team.
But he's somebody that could have played in the big leagues as a baseball player, too.
Jack Del Rio, linebacker from the University of Southern California.
Yes, sir. When Jack has finished sacking quarterbacks, he can't wait to turn pro so he can appear in beer commercials.
Despite being drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays out of high school, Del Rio ultimately chose football and was taken by the New Orleans Saints in the third round of the 1985 NFL Draft.
We were teammates in Dallas in the early years, and he was a very good player to work with because he was adjustable. He was always communicating. He had a lot of energy. You know, those type of players you want to work with, and he also had a lot of personality. Yeah, it makes for looseness. It helps you in the tough times. That makes a really good teammate.
After an 11-year-long career on the field, the Pro Bowl linebacker transitioned to coaching.
Hey, listen, the other thing we got to do, 86 is taking cheap shots. That's fine. We're going to get him. Okay, you'll have your shots, but make sure we don't retaliate. Get somebody thrown out of the game.
He's had a lot of outstanding defenses as well as teams throughout his career.
I asked you guys to go out and do something, and you went out and did it.
That's right, baby.
We went out and did it. There we go. What I'm talking about, Danny.
He played, so he knows what a high-level player looks like. He knows what a championship football team looks like. He understands it. He's a no-nonsense guy, which players can respect that.
Bill Rio, it was a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Congratulations.
34 years after emerging as a star for the Hayward High Farmers, the East Bay native is once again inspiring the community he calls home.
January 16th, 2015. It's a great day for the Raiders.
I would like to introduce the Raiders head coach, Coach Jack Del Rio.
Everybody that comes in the shop, they're so happy he's back, that he's back home.
Everybody's excited and, looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be great for the Bay Area and great for the Raider Nation.
We played our football, baseball champions in the Coliseum there, so I think it's a good fit. I think it's something that we all from that area aspire to go back to.
The Raider organization and the Raider Nation, the greatest fan base in the world. Thank you for such a warm welcome.
Though the warm welcome has been nice, Del Rio is clear he didn't return to relish his glory days as a hometown hero. His first order of business is developing the greatness of the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, it's coming home. Yes, I'm from this area. And yes, I'm a lifelong Raider. That's not the main reason I came back. I'm excited to join this group of men and pursue the idea and the goal of bringing back the Raiders to greatness.